All this week, we've been following the journey of a brand new principal at a rural school and a retiring principal in an urban area. Both of them led elementary schools this year, and Arizona Public Media's Fernanda Echavarri was there to document their challenges and victories along the way. From the first day of school, when the new principal chased stray dogs off the playground before dawn, to winter, when the retiring principal waited to see if her school would be closed because of budget cuts. By springtime, both principals were dealing with the pressures of Ames testing, all while helping children work through emotional and behavioral problems. In this final installment of Matters of Principal, Fernanda Echavarri brings us stories from the last day of the school year.
And today for lunch, last day of school. I know everybody's excited like I am.
That's Jim Heinzelman, the principal at Sapori Elementary School. He's making the last announcement for this school year. He's more comfortable speaking to the school now than he was in August on his first day as a principal. Looking back at his first year in school leadership, Jim says it has changed him.
This isn't just a career. Truly, now that I'm principal, this is my life.
His first year as a principal in the small town of Amado, Arizona, was a roller coaster ride. He not only had to get used to the role as the boss, he also had to start fresh in a new community. When asked about his favorite memories, all of Jim's examples describe times when students were happy.
It's hard to pinpoint just one because, you know, I think back to the celebrations that I've had with staff, which were great. Walking through classrooms and teaching lessons for the class just to assist the teachers to see what my expectation is for instructional purposes.
He says those visits were more beneficial to him than he had expected, especially because his first year as a principal in the Sahuarita Unified School District included state and federal elections, changes to standardized testing, and training for Common Core and new state reading requirements. Jim says he has a new list of goals for next year, and this summer he's going to create more programs that reward students' positive behavior.
One of my other goals next year is just to become more visible within the community. I don't live down here, so, you know, I've done various steps to become ingrained within the community down here, but just making myself seen. If it's at the bus stop, it's at the bus stop. This summer it will be at the pool. So just making sure that people see me and know that I'm here to stay. And that was one of their major concerns when the principal changed last year was, you know, are you going to get somebody in here who's going to stay, or are they going to be leaving in a year?
Jim says he expected the job as a school principal to be challenging, demanding, and rewarding. But he says he didn't expect to be standing on a porch telling a mother that her child couldn't go to school because of discipline issues.
And like this morning, one of the young men that I had have stay home the last couple days of school, I stopped at the bus stop this morning, and then I stopped at his house. Even though he's a sixth grader moving on to middle school next year, that kid means the world to me. So that kid won't be forgotten. By God, I'm going to be down there and seeing that kid for the next several years to make sure that he does graduate.
Jim says he can't change the world in a year, but he hopes he made a difference. This is also Lisa McCorkle's last day of school, but for this principal, it is her last day of school in this role. She's spending her day reading to students and visiting classrooms. The exceptional education students she's reading to are also spending their last day at Dietz Elementary School, because next year they will be moved to another school in order to make room for incoming students. Lisa's school is taking on more students next year because the Tucson Unified School District is closing 10 schools this summer. Lisa has been the principal at Dietz for more than 12 years and says retiring won't be easy.
I did wake up this morning thinking this is very strange because this is the last time that I'm going to wake up and have a last day of school in the same way that I have had it really pretty much the last 35 years.
Lisa was an elementary school teacher for more than 20 years before becoming a principal and says she was born to be in a school.
At the end, when the kids are leaving and they're hugging me and there's tears and they're thanking me and parents are thanking me, where else could you get this but in education. And as hard as it is, and it's been hard, as hard as it is to work in public education, the rewards are great.
The last couple weeks of school, Lisa says everyone at Dietz Elementary was emotional.
I told the kids in the program they did for me last week that they will always have a very special part in my heart.
Lisa had planned to retire twice before, but stayed a few more years. This time she will retire, but will not leave TUSD completely. She has a part-time job coaching principals in the district next year.
All the things that I've learned, I can share with new principals or help them through situations.
Just before Lisa makes her last announcement, she sits down to catch her breath after running around saying goodbyes.
7 minutes, and that will be the end of my career with kids in a school in this manner.
You have a beautiful day, you have a beautiful life, and I love you all, and I'll dance out the school with you now in just a few minutes.
Here we go!
Lisa, her students, and her staff are dancing their way out of school into the parking lot. Dozens of kids give her hugs one by one as they get into the school buses. The buses leave, and Lisa stands on the sidewalk, waving goodbye as they drive away. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Fernanda Echavarri.